You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo. And in this demo, I just want to share what it's like to use home sharing on your local area network to access iTunes content from your Apple TV to other devices such as a Mac on your local area network. Home sharing, you have to use your same Apple ID and you have to log into home sharing on the devices that you want to use. So for example, on my family Mac here at home, I went into iTunes. Under File menu, there's Home Sharing. Underneath that submenu, there's a login to log into the Apple ID that you want to use for home sharing. And then on my MacBook Air that I normally use for work, the same thing. I went into iTunes, File menu, Home Sharing, and logged in with the same Apple ID. On the Apple TV, you go into Settings, Accounts, and then on my iPhone, if I also wish, I can go into Settings Videos or Settings Music and select Home Sharing there, again to log in with the same Apple ID, so that all my main devices are then sharing the same Apple ID for home sharing when I'm on my Wi-Fi network at home. Let me just show you where you set it up on the Apple TV. I'm going to press the menu button on my Siri remote here.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
And I'm going to flick down.
Search. Row 2, and column 1.
Search, and of course I'm flicking down on the Siri Touch Remote trackpad. Flick to the right.
Settings. Row 2, column 2.
And settings, click on Settings.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of
and
9.
Flick down.
Accounts.
And
button.
Accounts.
2 of 9.
Click on Accounts.
Accounts. Apple ID. iCloud. David@ale.com. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, so the first three things here are to do with my current Apple ID for iCloud. That's the first option. The second one is
iTunes and App Store. David@vision.org. Button. 2 of 3.
Okay, that's iTunes and App Stores. And the last one,
Game Center. David@mail.com. Button. 3 of 3.
Okay, that's the Game Center. So that's the Apple IDs for those three options. And then flick down.
Accounts. Home sharing. Ellen@bridge.com. Button. 1 of 1.
And here's home sharing. So if I click on home sharing, which is currently set up to use Ellen's Apple ID, click on that.
Home sharing. Turn off home sharing. 1 of 1.
And then if I clicked on that now, I'd turn it off. And if it was off and I clicked on it to turn it on, I would then have to, of course, enter in the appropriate Apple ID for the home sharing that I wanted to use an Apple ID with. So I'm going to leave that alone for the moment. I'm going to press home.
Home settings, row 2, column 2.
So I want to get to computers to be able to do home sharing. Click across on the trackpad.
Computers, row 2, column 3.
And click on the trackpad for computers.
Computers, David Woodbridge's library. Button, 1 of 2.
Now, as you can tell on here, I've only got two libraries that I can access. David Woodbridge's library, which is my Mac. If I flick down,
Ellen Woodbridge's library.
There's my wife's library.
2 of 2.
Interestingly, on my iPhone, I had the local machine, David and Ellen's library. Now, on this one, I've got David and Ellen's library, but I don't have my iPhone library, which is interesting. But anyway, if I want to access my library, I'm going to flick up.
David Woodbridge's library. Button. 1 of 2.
Click on that. This is now going to be accessing my Mac on my Wi-Fi network.
My music. Button. 1 of 3.
So I've got music currently in iTunes on my Mac.
Movies.
Button.
2 of 3. Audiobooks.
And audiobooks.
3 of 3.
Okay, so let me click on audiobooks, for example.
Area 7. Unabridged. Matthew Riley. Button. 1 of 38.
Okay, let me flick down to Basil Brush, because that's a bit of a comedian puppet that I used to love when I was growing up.
Arrows of the Queen. Basil Brush. As told to Andrew Crofts by Basil Brush. Button.
Okay.
3 of 38.
Let's click on Basil Brush.
Basil Brush. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, two parts. And click on that one again for the first part.
Basil Brush. Playing.
My final guest tonight is something of an institution. A treasure the nation clutched to its heart some years ago and has never wanted to let go.
Oh, is that supposed to be Parky? Well, I suppose we couldn't get Rory Bremner.
Excuse me, but we're recording. Do you mind?
Ooh, I beg your ever so pudding, old chap. You go ahead.
He's an all-round entertainer.
Yes.
A singer,
oh, yes.
Actor, writer,
yes.
Comedian. Quite simply, he is a show business legend.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say so.
Well, you wrote this.
Oh, yes, that's true. Jolly good so far, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Basil Brush. I was waiting anxiously in the wings as Michael Parkinson finished his introduction and then strode onto the studio floor to a most marvellous welcome.
Yes, it's all true, you know. They were fabulous.
The audience clapped, cheered, and waved, and I was overcome by their warmth. It was great to be back on BBC television.
Anybody like a jelly baby?
Look, will you please stop interrupting? I'm trying to give a performance here.
Yes, and you're doing very well. Although I would have done it slightly differently.
Oh, now, where was I?
Oh, dear. Have you
paused? I better stop. Okay, so for those that don't know, Basil Brush was a puppet and he was a fox. One of my old favourite children's TV shows, and this is, as it said, an interview with Basil Brush, so it's quite nice. All right, so let me just press the menu button to go back.
Basil Brush, button, one of
and
two.
Press menu again.
Basil Brush, as told to Andrew Crofts and by Basil again. Brush, audiobooks, button, three of three.
Okay, and let me just play a movie.
Movies.
Click up to movies.
Button, click two of three. Movies, my name, playlists, button. One of one.
So if I flick down.
Cars 2, for blind viewers, audio description, DVS registered sign, 106 minutes, button, one of four.
Okay, so I've got four movies that I mainly got for demo on my MacBook Air. I think I had 38 audiobooks on there at the moment, so let's flick down.
Home, 94
and
minutes.
I always like showing
button,
off home.
Two of four.
Because at the moment, at least in Australia, that's the main one that's audio described outside of the blind viewers category at the moment. So I'm going to click on home.
Stopped. Home. In progress.
That's probably going to
resume
come up.
Playing.
Resume. Yep.
Button.
So I'm going to click on resume.
Pause.
This is coming off my
playing.
Mac on our Wi-Fi network here at home.
Screens and bubbles all over the world.
Rejoice, humans, people, the boom arrived.
Snowflakes, people, and vehicles float in the air.
Okay, so play pause to stop. And let's do one more demo on music.
Movies, my name, home, 94 minutes.
Okay, menu
button,
again.
Movies, button.
Click up.
My music, button.
My music,
one
music.
Of three. Shuffle, button. One of 11.
Okay, now let's choose shuffle. That's the first option. Because I want to randomise it. I flick down.
Search. Button.
Search.
Two of 11. Genius Mixes.
Genius Mixes, etc.
Button.
So I flick back up.
Search. Shuffle.
And it's going to choose button. Shuffle and we'll see what we get.
One of 11. The 15th playing.
Okay.
Pause.
Pause. Now press the menu button to come back out.
And now playing.
Keep going back out.
Button.
And I'll,
one
let's
of
go
my
and
music.
On
button.
My wife's
one of three.
Mac.
David Woodbridge's library. Button. One of two.
Okay, so flick down to my
Ellen
wife's
Woodbridge's
Mac.
Library. Button.
And click on that.
Two of two. My music. Button. One of six.
Now she's got more content on hers, so she's got my music.
Movies.
Movies.
TV shows.
TV
button.
Shows, which I didn't
three
have.
Three of six. Home videos.
Home
button.
Videos again, which I
four
didn't have.
Four podcasts.
Podcast, again, which I
five
didn't
of
have.
Six audiobooks.
And she's also got audiobooks.
Six of six.
Okay, so if I flick up.
Podcasts. Button.
And let's choose podcasts.
Five of six.
Something slightly different.
Podcasts. My name. Playlists.
Now,
button.
Also, this
one
is one,
one
way of getting podcasts on your Apple TV fourth generation, so to speak. Or, of course, you can use one of the existing apps that do support podcasts at the moment. As everyone keeps hoping, as in the date of this recording, which is about the second week in November 2015, that Apple will produce a podcast app for the Apple TV. So let me flick down.
Dr. Carl on Tripledge, 100 episodes. Button, one of three.
Okay, so let me choose Dr. Carl on Triple J here in Australia. Click on that.
Sparky Keys, Strengthy Flies, Gaining Weight in the Shower. Button, one of 100.
And my wife hasn't cleaned out her podcast for a while. She's got 100 sitting there, so I'm just going to click on that one. I'll start it playing.
Stop. Sparky playing.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Dr. Zan.
We are back and we would love to hear your questions. 1-300-055-536 is the number to call. We're going to dive straight into it.
Hello, Dr. Luke.
Luke, are you there?
We
okay.
love you, Luke.
Luke, are you there?
I am.
Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hey.
paused. Anyway, I'll pause it there. So for those who don't know, Dr. Carr here in Australia is a scientist who appears on one of the cool stations, Triple J, here in Australia, and asks very weird and wonderful questions from people who are at the radio station. And, of course, he loves to call everybody a doctor when he's also talking to them. Okay, so that's basically a podcast running off my wife's Mac in this case. It's great that you can actually stream content from different sources. So let me just press the home button to go back to the main screen.
Home, computers, row 2, column 3.
And that was just a quick general play around with home sharing on your local Wi-Fi network. Remembering that you have to be on the same Wi-Fi network and using the same Apple ID for all your home sharing devices. In this case, I did my Apple TV, my iPhone, and both Macs here at home. And it definitely does not have to be the same Apple ID that you use for iCloud, Game Center, or the iTunes and App Store. That's exactly what I use on mine. I use my wife's Apple ID for home sharing, my main work Apple ID, and then my other Apple ID for iCloud. So that completes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.